Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Good morning and you're very welcome to the programme. Great to be back with you, and thanks to Philip Boucher-Hayes and Áine Kerr for filling in for me while I was away. So we're well rested now and up for what could be a very busy autumn ahead. Back to today though, and the first thing I want to talk to you about is a heads up to let you know that a little bit later on we're going to have Dr. Deirdre Lundy with us, Clinical Lead of Complex Menopause Services with the HSE, and Deirdre's going to take your questions. And we know that whenever Deirdre is here there's a huge demand for her and for her knowledge. So if you have any questions for Dr. Deirdre Lundy, do start getting them into us now. She'll be with us in the next hour. Text us on 51551. What will Hurricane Ernesto look like by the time it reaches Ireland? Well, Alan O'Reilly will look ahead. Ukraine destroys another Russian bridge. They say they're creating a buffer zone between the two countries. We'll find out more. It's a really big week for Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party as their national convention gets underway. But will she finally do an interview, and can she sustain the bounce in the presidential polls? Coldplay heading to Dublin to play four sold-out shows. We're going to have Crossy here to talk about the music acts that divide the nation. Marmite music, that music that you either love or hate, and any suggestions on that front, welcome to 51551. And Chef Kevin Dundon will pop in later too to tell us about the cookery book that inspires him, the one that he always goes back to. A reminder again of the text number 51551, or you can email today cb@rte.ie. First to that breaking news about the search and rescue operation, which is underway in Sicily to find at least seven people after a 160-foot yacht capsized this morning following bad weather, including a tornado, which was reported in the area. Now, we know that 15 people were rescued from the boat. That's according to Italian officials, including an Irish citizen. But seven people remain missing. Now, for more on this, we're joined from Italy by Nick Squires, who's Rome correspondent with The Telegraph. Nick, thank you very much for joining us on this. So just to go through what we know so far, this boat sank at around 5 a.m. local time and there were 22 people on board. So will you run us through the information that has been coming through from officials on what's happened?
Yeah, sure. So what we know is that this is a very large super yacht. It's 56 metres in length. It's called the Baesian. It was built in Italy about a decade ago, and it was only about a half a mile off the coast of Sicily, not far from Palermo, the regional capital, when a big storm blew up this morning, a tornado, some reports are saying, and the boat went down at around 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, there were 22 people on board, 10 crew and 12 passengers. Of those people, as you say, 15 have been rescued. And among the rescued, we think, is an Irish citizen. We don't know whether that was a man or a woman. Of the missing, there are seven people missing. And I've just had a communication from the Italian Coast Guard. They say that of the missing, the nationalities are four British, a Canadian, two Americans, and they include the cook on the yacht, so a member of the crew. There's a search rescue operation ongoing. The Italians have committed a lot of resources to it. There are divers in the water. The yacht, the wreck of the yacht is now at 50 meters under the water. There's a helicopter above. There are Coast Guard vessels. And we understand that the captain of the vessel, who also was rescued, will be interviewed later in the day.
Okay. Now, do we know any more about what these people were doing? I was having a look at the Baesian, one of the websites that hosts it when it's available for rent, suggests to me that it is a very much a luxury vessel. Is there an assumption that these people were on holiday, that they had rented it? Do we know anything on that score?
We don't, but I think it's a good assumption to make that it was being chartered Either the owner was taking friends of his on a lovely cruise sort of along the north coast of Sicily, or it had been chartered. As you say, it's a very large luxury vessel. It has the distinction, I've read, of having the tallest aluminium mast in the world at 75 metres. It's got six luxury cabins. It's a really lovely looking yacht. And obviously questions are being asked as to how such a large vessel could sink, even in these extreme weather conditions. Just to explain the context to people, we've had weeks of very, very intense heat in Italy, and particularly down in the south of Italy, in Sicily. And this heat and humidity is just now starting to break with a series of frequently violent storms. And it appears that one of those storms has led to this tragedy.
Yes, and just to go back to the nationalities of those who were on board, I mean, as you said earlier, Nick, it's not clear to us who exactly has been rescued at this stage. We know that there was one Irish person on board, but we're awaiting confirmation around whether that person has been rescued.
That's right. I would stress that I don't have explicit confirmation that that Irish person has been rescued, along with, we're told, some Brits, some New Zealanders, possibly a Sri Lankan, and possibly two people of Anglo-French or British-French nationality. But certainly the Coast Guard, as I say, has explicitly said in a communication just now that of the seven missing, their nationalities are British, Canadian and American. So no mention of an Irish person amongst the seven missing.
OK, well, we've been in touch here with our own Department of Foreign Affairs and we're awaiting some information from them too. Safe to say, though, this was a very unusual weather event that has caused this vessel to sink.
Yes, I think so, particularly being so close to the coast. I mean, it was just half a mile off the coast, we're told. It wasn't sort of, you know, 50 miles out at sea on the high seas. So we understand that, yeah, it was a sort of very violent storm that suddenly came up. Whether something could have been done to avoid this tragedy, I don't know. I'm not a naval expert, but certainly there will be an investigation launched. And as I say, meanwhile, the search and rescue operation is ongoing and it's pretty intense down there. The Italians are devoting a lot of resources to it.
All right, Nick, thank you very much for joining us on that breaking story. And we may come back to Nick if we get any further information on that. Nick Squires, their Rome correspondent with The Telegraph.